The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. Farmers in India's northeastern state of Nagaland are growing the country's first dragon fruit. The exotic-looking pink fruit is typically imported from Southeast Asian countries, but at Dream Dragon Fruit Farm, farmers wanted to harness the optimal conditions. In an effort to revitalize the economy, former chief of state T.R. Zeliang had advocated for the cultivation of dragon fruits because of its commercial potential and productive yield. Lucy Thomas.
The monsoon starts from May, it'll start budding. And from there, it'll start budding, and from June, you'll get your first harvest. And it will go on till November.
Dream Dragon Fruit Farm is currently the only dragon fruit farm in the state. At public hearings last week in Washington, D.C., businessmen spoke out about the impact of the U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. Among the concerns cited were job losses, higher costs, and having to pass on those higher costs to consumers. The U.S. energy sector and shipping industries are among those likely to take a hit. The Chinese market has become increasingly important for U.S. liquefied natural gas companies. Kent Moores is the executive chairman of Energy Capital Research Group.
Right now, China accounts for about 15% of all the LNG the United States is exporting. But that figure was expected to rise significantly by the time we got to 2020 and beyond. If we still have this difficulty at this point next year, everybody's going to have to be revising their export contract estimates.
New U.S. tariffs on $16 billion worth of Chinese goods went into effect last week, and China shot right back with equal tariffs on American products. Another round of tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods is currently being considered. Unlike previous rounds of U.S. tariffs, which sought to shield consumers by targeting Chinese industrial machinery, electronic components, and other intermediate goods, thousands of consumer products could be directly hit with tariffs this time. As many of these goods move by sea, the shipping industry is also likely to be impacted. Ravi Ramamurthy is the director for the Center of Emerging Markets at Northeastern University.
Shipping industry is a very high fixed cost business. When there's a small change in the volume, you can have a very large movements in prices.
China and the United States concluded tariff talks last week without any major breakthroughs. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.